And here in the KUOW studios, I'm Jeannie Yandel. And since you can't see me, I'm just going to tell you something. I'm a white person, which comes as no surprise to local journalists Reagan Jackson and Monica Guzman. They were recently part of a panel at Town Hall, and the topic was Journalism So White. Bill Radke asked them what exactly that means.
It was born as a hashtag on Twitter, but it's also a movement to draw attention to the fact that a lot of American journalism is often sort of built by and for white culture and maybe excluding some other communities in the country that are part of American life.
Reagan, you looked at some demographics earlier this year for Seattle newsrooms, and how are we looking?
We're looking very white, which I suppose isn't any huge shock given the demographics of Seattle as well. But for me, I guess what comes up with Journalism So White isn't the numbers as much as it is how the numbers are impacting the quality of the media that we're receiving and impacting the bias of the media that we're receiving.
Will you show us that bias?
Show you that bias.
Yeah, give us some examples.
Well, sometimes it's about tone. One example is recently the Seattle Times wrote an article about a local artist, Hollis Wong Ware, who's Asian, and in their headline they used the word sidekick. That's not cool to use that term, right? Because to Hollis, to the people affected, this is way more than language. This is a message about how people are viewed. It may seem subtle, but only to some of us, and it seems very direct to others.
Yeah, I remember that, especially because it was a time when we wanted to be celebrating Hollis, right? Hollis is amazing. She's done so many amazing things in the community. She's just an incredible artist and an incredible talent. And for the Times to just kind of do this tongue-in-cheek marginalization of her, a diminishing of her, it hurt. It really hurt. And I guess I get really tired of also having to be the tone police. I don't want to be the tone police. I feel like the way that the conversation is set up, it feels very antagonistic. Like I'm always like, this isn't right. This isn't right. And here I am trying to like write this counter narrative. And I don't want to do that. I've lost interest in that. Mm-hmm. It's not our responsibility to teach everyone. It's not. If we do it, it's a gift and you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like external copy editing, right, of community relevance and resonance. But that shouldn't be external. That mm-hmm. should be internal. That should come from within the newsroom so that these issues of trust and whether people feel represented just aren't constantly up for debate.
Why do you think that is external? KUOW and probably every media organization will tell you that we want to be more diverse. We want to cover the world. Why is journalism so white?
Well, Yoda would say, do or do not, there is no try. Like, you know, you want to be more diverse. What's stopping KOUW from being more diverse? KUOW. It's not us. Like, we're out here. There are, like, plenty of journalists of color. Like, we were just on a panel with five other journalists of color. But at this point, for me, I'm less interested, too, in being put into white structures. And having to go through all the hoops it takes to be included. Maybe I don't want to be included. Maybe I want to just do my own thing. One of the things I really like about writing for The Globalist and writing for the South Seattle Emerald is that those are two publications where I feel like people of color are central. The intention from the beginning was inclusive. And so that's how it's continued. And I feel like with these other institutions that are predominantly white-based, they are continuing as they started, whether or not we add in a black person here or a Latino there. Like, there's not ultimately a shift in culture that allows for centralization of our voices and our experiences. It's still something other. It's still something counter narrative. It's still something deemed or seen as non-dominant. Whereas with these other publications and these other outlets, we are the narrative.
Yeah, you asked why journalism is so white, and any organizational culture has a really hard time changing, right? So it's easier to instill that kind of inclusive culture if it's there at the beginning. It's hard to do it after years and years and years and years. So often what can happen is this becomes a question of numbers. My co-founder at the Evergrey, Annika Anand, helped AAJA do the survey you mentioned of
Asian American Journalists.
The Asian American Journalism Association here in Seattle asked many newsrooms for their gender and race breakdown. And we got really interesting information from KUOW, the Seattle Times, the Stranger. And this is a good start because it roots the conversation in something tactile, something, you know, that's real knowledge. But the thing to be careful about, too, is that this when you just add people, you're not necessarily changing the culture. You have to make sure that your organization can embrace what new people bring so that the entire all the norms of the organizations, all the customs and conventions and the processes sort of change to adapt to the new people coming in and the way they see the city and the perspectives they have on the city. And that's when you can see change really happen. It is very difficult to do that with organizations that have been around a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about the media. Are there personal stories you want to share that makes this come to life?
So when I first got to Seattle, I worked for the Seattle Post-Intelligencer, and there are undocumented Latino immigrants who wait outside of places like Home Depot and Lowe's looking for work. And so I speak Spanish, I'm Mexican, and I started talking to them. And I eventually met somebody who I thought had a really compelling story. And I interviewed him, you know, several times, knowing that it wasn't confirmed that the PI would follow up, but thinking that it probably should be. And then the PI sent another reporter from the paper with me to go and kind of finally decide whether this was worth a story. And the decision was that it wasn't. Mm. And the man had, you know, family in Mexico he was trying to bring over, and he just had all these stories that to me seemed, what would you need to make this news? What would you need to make this interesting? This is already so different from what Seattle knows. What more do we need? And I didn't, you know, I didn't fight because I didn't know how, mm-hmm. and I didn't have enough confidence. I don't know to this day whether I should have, and maybe if I did, you know, I would have heard very, very objectively definitive reasons why. But I can't help, you know, I think about that sometimes.
Oh, okay. Well, as you're speaking, what kind of came up for me is why I'm a journalist in general. I became a journalist kind of unintentionally. It's like is in a very backwards way, in that I went to brunch with some friends and I was talking to Alex and Sarah and Jessica, who ended up being the founders of the Seattle Globalist, just about international education and my thoughts on diversity there. And from that one conversation, Alex invited me to write a story. And I did. And I did it just because I was interested in it. It was something that I was really passionate about. But I did it without any expectation that it would be published, because I never really considered myself a journalist. And a big part of that is because I always thought journalism was only about facts. It was a form of media in which you couldn't really put in your thoughts or your anything personal. And that had to be very removed. And I think that because that's the journalism I grew up seeing. But through that experience, I learned that actually the stories that I was finding in the community were worth telling, and that it was something that I could do actually as a profession.
You know, that idea of journalism being objective sounds like a very white point of view to me, because like that we can distance ourselves from ourselves, you know, that seems like a very white attitude to have.
Yeah, we've been talking in the industry about objectivity and, you know, does it really exist? Can we really embrace it? For a long time. And I think initially the conversation was about ideological and political objectivity. Mm-hmm. Now we're in this incredible revolution when it comes to how we think about our identities in all these different ways. And journalists as professionals, you know, we pride ourselves on thinking it doesn't matter who I am. I can tell anybody's story. And I think that's one of the things about journalism so white that is particularly hard to swallow, because there is a criticism. It's a critique about, are you sure? Really? Do you think that just by being, you know, an open human being, you can unlock all the stories you need to? Maybe there's more you need to do, more than you think. And that's a real challenge. That's where a lot of the resistance, I think, comes. And that's where some of the toughest conversations need to go.
Mm-hmm. You need to evolve.
Right.
You need to change. You need to be to gain a different skill set in order to remain relevant. But again, that's actually kind of not the conversation for me. My conversation is more about what can I do as a journalist of color to empower other people in my communities to have a voice and to have a place where their voices are going to be heard. I'd love for more people in my community to have access to KUOW, to be able to be on the radio, to be able to tell their stories in a broader platform. But in the meantime, I'm starting where I am. I'm starting with the Emerald. I'm starting with the Globalist. And we're doing, I think, the most exciting journalism in the city right now. Like, we're killing it. We're setting a bar. We're setting it high. Think of it as a challenge. I want to see white media raise their standards to come up to where we are at.
Okay, so what is the Seattle, in the Seattle media world of your dreams, what stories are we getting?
Everything. In the Seattle media world of my dreams, we're getting stories about people in a way that everyone is a person. I know that sounds really basic. It sounds like, what is she even talking about? But I just feel like I would like to see journalism where everyone is treated as a human being and that everyone's story is explored with an equal depth and an equal sensitivity to who they are and what they're contributing to the world. So I would say stories about activism, art, whatever, all these stories, but just making sure that people of color are fairly represented, are accurately represented and portrayed in a way in which it's evident and obvious that whoever is writing about them understands, knows, and cares about them.
Not reduced, not othered, not put in relation to the white world.
Yeah, all of that. I mean, just it's not that complicated. I read white media about white people all the time. It does that. I just want to see that all media does that.
Mm-hmm. And it's not checking a box either.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't feel like, you know, now we're going to take a trip to this place that is not really ours, but is in our city. And that's often how it feels.
Yeah.
Right? So it's I think the ideal Seattle media landscape is one where we turn the volume way up on all the parts of our city that we can barely hear, right? And the idea right now is that, well, we barely hear from them because they're not interesting enough, there's nothing really going on. That's just not true. Mm-hmm. I think we also take a step back from rooting our stories and our journalism in institutions and in official sources.
Mm-hmm.
And we say, this is about people. It's all about people. Why are we even paying attention to anything else? It should always begin with people. And there are plenty of people in these places where we do not hear from. So let's fix that.
That was Monica Guzman, a technology and media columnist and co-founder of the newsletter The Evergrey. We also heard from Reagan Jackson, a writer at the Seattle Globalist and the South Seattle Emerald. They talked to Bill Radke about journalism so white.